We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 7th of April, 2011. Good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the lies keep flowing. You know, if you're going to manufacture a story, will you please at least get your White House press secretary on the same page to get the story straight? This Bin Laden story, I don't want to spend too much time on it because I'm sure the subject has been thoroughly beaten to death by the other talk show hosts throughout the week, as this thing happened just on Sunday night, apparently, the announcement was made. So everybody's had a whole week to talk about this thing, but I just wanted to address the fact that the story is a constantly changing thing here. Bin Laden, you know, most of you folks probably know this, he was announced dead repeatedly. I mean, this guy has had more deaths than Morris the Cat has had lives, okay? He was announced dead in December of 2001. He's been repeatedly announced over the years dead. You know, it's kind of like, as it was revealed and noticed by some people who follow the news carefully, the media had made a habit of recycling names of different terrorists that had been killed in the war on terror. You know, the press would report some guy dead and then turn around and recycle the name and report him dead again. Only the thing is with a high-profile terrorist like Osama bin Laden, and I put the word terrorist in quotes, you know, my thinking on this whole thing is, I think he was probably on his deathbed, and there were a lot of reports that he was on his deathbed prior to September 11th, okay? And, you know, we hear in the media about how the family, the bin Laden family, wrote him off, how they talked with him, or how they basically disowned him. Okay, that's the story. The bin Laden family, they disowned him. They have to say that in order to explain the fact that the Bushes and the bin Laden family are business partners. Okay, they're joint partners in the Carlyle Group, who makes money off of investing in war. It's an investment banking firm. They make money on providing loans to countries for military equipment. Okay, that's the Carlyle Group. Bin Laden's, I mean, it's a neocon haven for money making. And they had to be able to explain how the bin Laden family and the Bush family were in partners together in business. And so they said, well, you know, the bin Laden family, they disowned Osama. You know, they wrote him off. All right, I got to take a break. I'm going to continue this on the other side and point out some glaring inconsistencies to the point where Jake Carney, the White House press secretary, can't even keep the story straight. Stay with us. This is Govern America. No, Don't go away.
Design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
We were talking about the Bin Laden thing, the fact that he's been declared dead once again, which I believe is totally and completely a completely manufactured story, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let's face it. Obama's ratings, his approval ratings, are in the absolute toilet. They were lower than Bush's. He campaigned. Every campaign promise this clown has made, he's broken. He's not energized at all with his base. His base hates him. Almost as much, maybe more, than they hated Bush, if you can believe that. So what does he do? What does any dictator do when they try to, when they're in trouble? They try to galvanize the public support around the idea of patriotism. Patriotism is being used, once again, even as Bush used it on September 11th, he's trying to tap into that September 11th patriotism. Why else would he make a visit to Ground Zero, ladies and gentlemen, after this whole thing? He's grandstanding. He's making an example of this whole thing and trying to exploit this tragedy, which the neocons have engineered, and he's just taking it a little further along. I mean, the guy's a traitorous whore. All these people are traitorous whores. But anyway, the evidence, the fact that they made this whole thing up, is evidenced by the fact that the White House story just keeps on changing. I mean, I took some notes throughout the week, and I'm sure this is not a comprehensive list, but I did the best I could. First of all, the number of commandos participating in the raid originally was supposed to be 22, then later they revised that to 79. Bin Laden's son, Hazma, was supposedly killed in the raid, they said. Then they changed that story to, originally they said it was Khalid. Then they changed it to Hazma, okay? Supposedly Bin Laden was living in the lavish lap of luxury in this million-dollar compound. Well, it turns out to be a dive. It was moldy, run down, and actually one press report I saw even said that they had an advertisement painted on the side of the building. Okay? Originally, they were saying this is a joint U.S. intelligence operation. Then John Brennan got on the White House press briefing, and he said this was on the 3rd. He said that... we didn't notify Pakistan at all until we were out of their airspace, and all of our personnel was out of their airspace. So they changed that story. Originally, we were told Bin Laden was armed, and he used his wife as a human shield. Well, they turned around and reversed that story and said, well, no, he wasn't armed, but he made a motion like he was going for a weapon. Because, see, they had to explain, why did you shoot an unarmed man? Well, he made a motion like he was going for a gun. And there was no human shield, but that a woman, maybe it was his wife, maybe it wasn't, got caught in the crossfire, she got shot in the leg. There was another version of that that said that that she was actually trying to go for a gun or something. There was a live feed, they said. Originally, we were told that the White House, all the personnel, Obama and Hillary Clinton, in fact, they even staged a photo of all of them sitting in the Situation Room watching very intently with the tense moment from beginning to end. In fact, in one of the White House press briefings, John Brennan actually said that we were able to watch this whole event from beginning to end, from the time it commenced until the time Osama was dead. Okay? From beginning to end, we watched this whole thing play out. Well, Leon Panetta blew that out of the water when he did a PBS interview. Then he turned around and admitted the feed was blacked out for 25 minutes. So they lied about that, and they staged a photo op in the Situation Room, apparently, to boot, to try to support the original lie. What else? The Associated Press and the Reuters admitted the photos from Obama's speech were staged. They took photos. Those photos that were taken were not even from when he was actually speaking. The White House press secretary admitted he got on the... On the 3rd, if you go out back and watch this, the media is asking him questions. In fact, he blamed the fog of war, because they couldn't keep their story straight. And the media kept pressing him on the details of this because there were so many glaring inconsistencies, and finally he was tripping over his words so bad he held up his hand and said, hold on a second, hold on, even I'm getting confused. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know the situation is bad when you've told so many versions of the truth that your own press secretary can't keep the story straight. He can't even figure out what the story is going to be. Okay? So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is manufactured. Now, back in 2001, November of 2001, this is what The Guardian reported. CIA agent alleged to have met Bin Laden in July. French report claims terrorist leader stayed in Dubai hospital. They said 2 months before September 11th, Osama Bin Laden flew to Dubai for 10 days for treatment at the American hospital, where he was invited by the local CIA agent, according to the French newspaper Le Figaro. The disclosures are known to have come from French intelligence, which is keen to reveal the ambiguous role of the CIA. Of course, Osama bin Laden, a former CIA asset. Anyway, they say, and to restrain Washington from extending the war to Iraq and elsewhere. Bin Laden is reported to have arrived in Dubai on July 4th from Quetta in Pakistan with his own personal doctor, nurse, and four bodyguards to be treated in the urology department. While there, he was visited by several members of the family and Saudi personalities and the CIA. The CIA chief was seen in the lift on his way to see bin Laden, and later, it is alleged, boasted to friends about his contact. He was recalled to Washington soon afterwards. Intelligence sources say that another CIA agent was also present, and that bin Laden was also visited by Prince Turki al-Faisal, then head of Saudi intelligence, who had long had links with the Taliban and bin Laden. Soon after Turki resigned, and more recently he has publicly attacked him in an open letter saying, "You are rotten seed like the son of Noah." The American hospital in Dubai emphatically denied, of course, that bin Laden was a patient there. Washington last night also denied this story. What else are they going to do? Private planes owned the rich princes in the Gulf frequently... Okay, I don't know. Let me skip down here. Okay. Bin Laden has often been reported to be in poor health. Some accounts claim that he is suffering from hepatitis C and can expect to live only for 2 more years. Now, keep in mind, this was November of 2001 when this article came out. They said he had probably at the most only 2 more years to live. Okay? According to Le Figaro, that's the French news publication, last year he ordered a mobile dialysis machine. That would have been the year 2000. He ordered a mobile dialysis machine to be delivered to the base in Kandahar in Afghanistan. Whether the allegations about the Dubai meeting are confirmed or not, the wider leaks from the French Secret Service throw a worrying light on rivalries and lack of coordination between intelligence agencies, both within the U.S. and between Western allies. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. There's only another paragraph on it anyway. Okay, now the following month, again, that was November of 2001. The following month, Fox News reports this. Report, bin Laden already dead. This is December 26, 2001. Osama bin Laden has died a peaceful death due to an untreated lung complication, the Pakistani Observer reported, citing a Taliban leader who allegedly attended the funeral of the al-Qaeda leader. Quote, the coalition troops are engaged in a mad search operation, but they would never be able to fulfill their cherished goal of getting Osama alive or dead, the source said. Bin Laden, according to the source, was suffering from a serious lung complication and succumbed to the disease in mid-December in the vicinity of the Tora Bora Mountains. The source claimed that bin Laden was laid to rest honorably in his last abode and his grave was made as per his Wahhabi beliefs. About 30 close associates of bin Laden and al-Qaeda, including his most trusted and personal bodyguards, his family members, and some Taliban friends, attended the funeral rites. A volley of bullets was also fired to pay tribute to the, quote, great leader. The Taliban source, who claims to have seen bin Laden's face before the burial, said he looked pale but calm, relaxed, and confident. Asked whether bin Laden had any feelings of remorse before the death, the source vehemently said no. Instead, he said bin Laden was proud that he succeeded in his mission of igniting awareness amongst Muslims about hegemonistic designs and conspiracies of pagans against Islam. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. The point of the matter is you can say, well, you know, this is a Taliban source or whatever, a Taliban leader saying this. The French news service, French media has reported this repeatedly about Osama bin Laden allegedly dying. The questions that you need to ask, if this was really Osama bin Laden that they just killed, why the quick disposal of the corpse? Ladies, well, we wanted to follow Muslim traditions. We wanted to avoid inciting Islamic radicals. Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. When has this or any other administration in the United States government ever worried about inciting Muslim radicals? When has this ever happened? Really, I think in the history of the United States. If they were really worried about inciting Muslim radicals, why are we in the Middle East in the first place? Seems to me like killing a bunch of their relatives would probably incite them more than anything, huh? All right, I got another break. Stay with us. We'll continue here in just a moment.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Broadcast Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 7th of May, 2011. Before the break, I was talking about the bin Laden thing, and I don't want to spend too long on this. I'm already spending longer than I had intended to, but I think it's an important story because, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's obvious what's happening here. They're trying to bring out bin Laden off the mothballs, prop up his corpse, and say, hey, we got him, in order to, number one, this is very good distraction from the old birth certificate thing, isn't it? But the United States government has accepted that bin Laden has died a long time ago. As a matter of fact, he hasn't been mentioned in any reports. They've admitted on TV that there were absolutely no new intelligence on bin Laden, and why would that be? Well, because he's been gone. He's been out of the picture. There's a general that we have back years ago that actually came out and said that he wasn't even a part of the mission. This was USA Today, November 10th, 2001. The U.S. combat commander in Afghanistan said that Thursday that apprehending Osama bin Laden isn't part of the mission. But General Tommy Franks' remarks may come as back to haunt him Friday morning when he meets with President Bush to brief him on the war's progress. Bush has said from the beginning of the operation that he wants bin Laden dead or alive. Anyway, the guy on the ground knows more what the mission is than anybody else, folks. That's the name of the game. Now, Gordon Duff writes in Veterans Today, conservative commentator, former Marine Colonel Bob Pappas, has been saying for years that bin Laden died at Tora Bora, and that Senator Kerry's claim that bin Laden escaped with Bush's help was a lie. Now we know that Pappas was correct. The embarrassment of having Secretary of State Clinton talk about bin Laden in Pakistan was horrific. He has been dead since December 13th of 2001, and now finally everyone, Obama, McChrystal, Cheney, everyone who isn't nuts is finally saying that they have known what they have known for years. However, since we lost a couple of hundred of our top special operation forces hunting for Osama bin Laden after we knew he was dead, is someone going to answer for this with some jail time? Since we spent $200 million on special ops looking for someone we knew was dead, who is going to jail for that? Since Bush, Rumsfeld, and Cheney continually talked about a man they knew was dead, now known to be for reasons of political nature, who is going to jail for that? Why were tapes brought out, now known to be forged, as legitimate intelligence to sway the disputed 2004 election in the U.S.? This is a criminal act if ever there was one. In 66 pages, General Stanley McChrystal never mentions Osama bin Laden. Everything is Mullah Omar now. In his West Point talk, President Obama never mentioned Osama bin Laden. Colonel Pappas makes it clear. Vice President Cheney let it out of the bag long ago. Bin Laden was killed by American troops many, many years ago. Well, there again is another version. Killed by American troops. Well, was he? Or was he? Did he die of natural causes? I mean, there's so many versions of this, folks. Anyway, the ramifications of this. Of course, we know the dollar's been tanking. Reuters reported on May 2nd, just after this was announced, dollar rises from three-year low after U.S. kills Osama bin Laden. The U.S. dollar rebounded from a three-year low against the basket of currencies on Monday as news that the U.S. operation to kill Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden prompted short covering in a heavily sold greenback, though traders think any impact will be temporary, and indeed it was. The economy has far more problems then can be fixed with temporary news, which really doesn't matter anyway because they're not ending the war. They're just going to expand it. But ultimately, what is this all about, folks? We already are having talk about torture, the merits of torture. You know, the story is now being spun that it was those harsh interrogations that led to bin Laden. This is vindicating our intelligence agencies for their harsh interrogation tactics. Excuse me, I'm tongue-tied today. These secret overseas prisons where the United States can just go in and kidnap anybody and take them to these secret prisons and torture them and never give them a trial. Hey, this is great because it's going to lead us to the terrorists. I got at the bottom of the hour break. Time's going by very quickly. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, from the Associated Press, we see phone call by Kuwaiti courier led to bin Laden. They say when one of Osama bin Laden's most trusted aides picked up the phone last year, he unknowingly led U.S. pursuers to the doorstep of his boss, the world's most wanted terrorist. That monitored phone call recounted Monday by a U.S. official ended a years-long search for bin Laden's personal courier, the key break in a worldwide manhunt. The courier, in turn, led U.S. intelligence to a walled compound in northeast Pakistan, where a team of Navy SEALs shot bin Laden to death. Okay, that's the AP. Now, they go on here to talk about how what a wonderful thing torture is. They say shortly after September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks detainees in the CIA's secret prison network told interrogators about an important courier with the nom de guerre Abu Ahmad al-Kuwaiti, who was close to bin Laden. After the CIA captured al-Qaeda's number three leader, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he confirmed knowing al-Kuwaiti, but denied he had anything to do with al-Qaeda. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, al-Qaeda, according to Adam Curtis, who produced the film, the documentary, which was aired by the BBC, The Power of Nightmares, Al-Qaeda is a made-up terrorist network. It was made up by the neocons. They manufactured this whole thing. As far as I know today, they control the whole thing. We know that a lot of the terrorists in the Middle East are on the CIA payroll. We've documented that time and time again on this program. So they pay the people they want to control. How much of this is classified, I don't know. A lot of it is right out there in the open. Major press reports report this from around the world. We control the terrorist networks, ladies and gentlemen. Our intelligence agencies do. I got an article here if we have time for it. Right now, the Muslim Brotherhood is in the process of eyeing Egypt now. They're looking for a greater political role. This is something that supposedly the FBI says the Muslim Brotherhood, big-time terrorists, and yet the operation in Egypt has put them in power, has given them more power. Everything that happens is orchestrated to bring these people into a greater role. And because here's what it all boils down to, folks, is crises. Crises facilitates opportunities. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Anyway, on this Associated Press article, skipping down here a little bit, they're talking about how terrorism and harsh interrogation techniques of these so-called terrorists that they capture has led to bin Laden's capture, assuming the story for bin Laden was true. Now, they say the revelation that intelligence gleaned from the CIA's so-called black sites helped kill bin Laden was seen as vindication for many intelligence officials who have been repeatedly investigated and criticized for their involvement in a program that involved the harshest interrogation methods in U.S. history. Now, folks, we're talking about torture here. We're talking about waterboarding. Yes, waterboarding is torture. Just ask anybody who's ever underwent it. There have been many skeptics who have tried to be waterboarded, and they've come out with a different perspective on the other side of the experience. But we're not just talking about waterboarding. We're talking about a lot of other different things. Probably every conceivable method of torture you can imagine. I mean, anything you can imagine and more. That's what's going on here. This retired CIA officer, Marty Martin, said, we got beat up for this torture. He says, but those efforts led to this great day. Muhammad did not discuss al-Kuwaiti while being subjected to the simulating drowning technique known as waterboarding. Former official said he acknowledged knowing him many months later under standard interrogation, they said, leaving it once again up for debate as to whether the harsh technique was a valuable tool or an unnecessary violent tactic. But the point of the matter is here, ladies and gentlemen, your government is now openly admitting to you, and has been for years, that they are terrorizing people, they are torturing people. And this is why we have a constitutional protection in this country against cruel and unusual punishment. The reason is, ladies and gentlemen, is because the founding fathers, in all of their flaws, I understand the flaws, but they still understood you can't have a justice system when you have this kind of thing going on. People will say anything to get the pain to stop, to get the fear of death to stop. If you're drowning, you'll do anything to get the drowning to stop. If you're starving, you'll do anything to get the starving to stop. So what's the value of the information, ladies and gentlemen? What we have here is a morphing of the United States into something completely unrecognizable as the Constitution is supposed to lay it out. And this has been going on for years. But this dragging out of torture, this promoting of torture, is just the latest chapter, and the so-called bin Laden death is facilitating this argument. Once again, they're selling you the idea. And there's other ideas being sold. From USA Today, we see bills would transfer oversight of terror cases. This just came out this past week. In the Justice Department's Ornate Great Hall, a space traditionally reserved for its most important functions, Attorney General Eric Holder stepped before staffers last week to mark the department's accomplishments in the first 2 years of the Obama administration and the challenges to be confronted in the terms of of its second half. Perhaps most striking about the speech, which reaffirmed the department's commitment to national security, were the words that Holder did not utter, Guantanamo Bay. Just weeks after the administration capitulated on its promise to shut down the prison at Guantanamo Bay and referred the suspects there to trials by military commissions, not civilian courts, Holder's address was partly an attempt to turn the page on a painful political loss. Well, I would suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, they never intended to close Guantanamo Bay. That was just a political statement to get elected or to get people to support him. While all this is going on, by the way, we have Israel apparently preparing to attack Iran. Another theater just about ready to be opened. Press TV, the Iranian news service, reports Israeli jet fighters have reportedly conducted drills at a military base in Iraq in order to strike targets inside Iran. A considerable number of Israeli warplanes, were seen at the al-Assad base in Iraq, reported a source close to prominent Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's group. The aircraft reportedly included F-15, F-16, F-18, F-22, and KC-10 jet fighters. The warplanes carried out their week-long exercises at night, the same source added. The drills were reportedly aimed at preparing to strike Iran's air defense systems, despite disrupt Iran's radars and attack targets deep inside Iran. Iraqi officials have not been notified of the exercises, which were conducted in collaboration with the U.S. military. The United States maintains numerous bases in Iraq, and the Baghdad government is not involved in any of the military deployments taking place there. So we have that going on. Iran TV also reporting this from Xinhua. Iran TV, Israel masses U.S. air base. I'm not going to read that one because we just don't have time, and it's pointless anyway. So, of course, the U.S. government denying this, Iraqi government denying it. But the beat goes on, listeners. Will Israel be attacking Iran? I can see it happening, because Iran's another one of their axis of evil countries. Moving along here, we see from CNS, 2011 on pace to be the deadliest year so far for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The months leading up to the U.S. military's daring and successful raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan were also the deadliest winter and early spring months for U.S. forces in Afghanistan since the beginning of the war in that country, with 46 U.S. military personnel killed in Afghanistan in April. U.S. military fatalities in that country are currently on pace to make 2011 the deadliest year of the war. However, as of now, President Barack Obama is expected to begin drawing down the number of U.S. troops deployed in the country in July. You know, didn't he say something like, if I'm elected, we're going to end these wars? If I'm elected, you can take that to the bank. Didn't he say something like that? But yeah, we have new theaters opening up, listeners, as Pakistan is being demonized now. I told you earlier that they were saying this is a joint U.S.-Pakistani intelligence operation. Now they're demonizing, congressional people are demonizing Pakistan, saying that they helped harbor bin Laden. So what's next, listeners? A U.S.-Pakistani war? I mean, it's incredible to see all this develop before our eyes. 905 troops, listeners, killed in Afghanistan. They say up until this year, January to April 2010, with 106 U.S. military fatalities, was the deadliest January to April period in the now almost 10-year-long war. 2010 went on to become the deadliest year for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, with a total of 497 U.S. troops killed during that year. In January to April 2011, however, 117 U.S. military personnel were killed in Afghanistan, 11 more than during the same period last year. From the outset of the war in October of 2001 through April 2011, 1,475 U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan. That's 1,475 families, listeners, that won't have a father, or won't have a brother, or a sister even now, as we have women involved in these theaters of operation. Fathers, mothers, children are victimized by these senseless wars. And for what purpose? For what purpose is all of this going on, listeners? Profits for the military-industrial complex? I mean, we've got a lizard right now in New Mexico and in West Texas that is being put on, they're talking about putting this thing on the endangered species list. And it just happens to be in the area where we have a lot of oil development. 20% of our oil evidently comes from this area, according to something I was reading this morning. Okay? And so we're in the Middle East, supposedly, I guess, to get oil. And yet we're awash in oil. Alaska's North Slope has tons of oil on it. Yet the oil companies aren't allowed to do that. They're not allowed to develop that. Exploit that. Operation Gulf Greece put the Gulf of Mexico off limits. So that's not going to happen. We got coming soon $5 a gallon gas. It's already, I think I paid $4.20-something cents a gallon the other day, yesterday actually. But, you know, all of our supplies are being cut off. And demand... Well, demand's tapered off a little bit as the economy has gone down, but people can only cut their driving so much. In the meantime, we have all these families dying. We have all these people being victimized in these senseless wars. And where is the population on this? This is my question. Why haven't the American people made their voices heard, demanding an end to the war? This needs to be a pounding heart, like a heartbeat. This message needs to pound all across America. We need to pound those people in Washington, D.C. We demand that you bring the troops home. We demand that you end this insane war on terror. Because is it making you safer, listeners? When they're telling you all over the place, I mean, let me see if I can find the articles here. I'll just read you some of the headlines that they're threatening us with. Let's see here. Heightened security at Obama's grainy Kenya home. Interpol warns of reprisals. Oh, boy, we're going to have reprisals now. We killed Osama. So we're going to have reprisals now. Al-Zawahiri, whatever his name is, he's going to replace bin Laden on the FBI's most wanted list. Now you got to beware of Al-Qaeda revenge. Mideast media warn. UK arrests 5 in a terror alert near a nuclear site. Osama's son says the worst is yet to come. That's ABC News. The Guardian of the UK says Taliban commander vows to avenge death. Another Guardian article. US issues worldwide travel alert. And you got these people flooding out into the streets, believing everything they're told, like dumb, stupid Americans have done for years, celebrating this death like it's something significant, while their family members are dispatched off the war zones to be murdered and slaughtered, like sheep over a cliff, like down the cow path right over the cliff to the slaughter. Then you got Nazi Janet Napolitano talking about border security, and she says, hey, border security, it's the safest it's been in years. ABC News, this past week, nearly a decade after 5 of Osama bin Laden's followers infiltrated the U.S. and carried out the terrorist attacks of 9/11, another lie, top lawmakers and homeland security officials today hailed improvements in border security, but warned of the threat still posed by those who enter the country legally and overstay their visas. So, you know, the only threat is, and by the way, those number of people have been backlogged significantly. I think we talked about that last year. But Janet Napolitano says everything's fine at the border. Never been better, evidently. In the meantime, we have the Bellingham Herald. This is actually a Dallas Morning News article. It says the Zetas, you know, the drug gang that cuts people's heads off and their body parts and hangs them from trees? Yeah, that Zetas gang. They're using Dallas as a hub in their growing empire. They say a shadowy Mexican drug gang that sprang from the Texas-Mexico border region just a dozen years ago has made North Texas a key hub in a criminal enterprise that now extends through Central America and into Colombia, law enforcement officials say. The notoriously brutal group known as the Zetas has used family and personal connections to make the Dallas area into a sophisticated distribution point, moving cocaine, pot, and methamphetamine to other U.S. markets and sending weapons, ammunition, and millions of dollars in bulk cash back to Mexico, authorities say. So, hey, the borders have never been better. Homeland Security, what a joke. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Government America. You know, before the break, I was talking about how the Zetas now are using North Texas, the Dallas area, as a hub of activity, okay, as a distribution point for their drugs and their weapons. We've covered on this program, by the way, in past weeks, how the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm knowingly is arming the drug cartels. They're knowingly allowing the guns to walk into Mexico. There's another story that escapes me right now about that, too. But we know that the authorities here in the United States are complicit with the arming and building up of the drug cartels, very much in the same way that they're complicit in the building up of the terrorists in the Middle East or elsewhere. Folks, how they're funding the Taliban and working to get the Taliban jobs and helping them out. And then we have, you know, just to give illustrate just how brutal this Zeta gang is. Most of you might know this already, but there was a guy in prison. Actually, here's a Reuters article. Arizona inmate attacks jailer to stay behind bars. They say an Arizona jail inmate who feared he would be killed by a Mexican drug cartel, if he were set free, assaulted a detention officer in order to remain behind bars. He was about to be released. This Alexandro Guerrero, he's a 26-year-old. He was about to be released from jail on April 17th when he decided to repeatedly punch and kick his detention officer, breaking his nose so that they would leave him locked up. It was safer in jail for him than to be out on the streets because he knew he was going to be killed. He didn't want to. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that Homeland Security is allowing to go on in this country. I mean, we should have our military here on the border, patrolling the border, to keep us really safe. But see, Homeland Security is a sick, insane joke today. And by the way, in that vein, I just want to say also that, speaking of Homeland Security, it's really a good segue into the next hour. We should be visiting with Professor William Kaufman. Professor Kaufman is a University of Michigan, or he's retired now, but he was a professor there, and he's going to be talking about the communist Chinese, because he's seen some things there on campus at the U of M, which he tried to expose, he tried to bring to their attention, and basically he was retaliated against by the administration there. And so there's a lot of things going on beneath the radar of the media, because they don't report this stuff. And so we're going to be bringing him up in the second hour in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we're almost up to break time again. Let's go back to the phones, or go to the phones. I haven't even given out the number, but by the way, the website is www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. We have John in Tennessee, and John, go ahead. I got like a minute before the break, but go ahead.
That's fine. I'll try to get it in. Darren, you know, this whole Bin Laden thing, I think, is a distraction. We've got, last year around this time, we had Nashville underwater. This year, we've got the Mississippi flooding. I hear the music.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll hold you over the break. We'll hold you into the next hour.
Yeah, just about 30 seconds is good.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, that I wanted to point out, and there's just so much to point out. But, yeah, the Army Corps of Engineers just blew the levee there along the Mississippi River to flood Missouri farmland. 100,000, I think it's like 130,000 acres of Missouri farmland is being flooded right now on purpose, listeners, on purpose. Stay with us. Hour number two is about to begin. We have Professor Bill Kaufman. Hopefully, if things go as planned, he'll be coming up. Stay with us. This is Govern America.